I'm okay.
Good. Then I guess we'll start. So living it up. To everybody that be living it up, we say. What a simpler time it was. I'm guessing 2003 at some point when music videos still had heaps of budget and they didn't have to show you a Motorola phone that they knew no one was going to buy, but it was just $300,000 and Lady Gaga has a dress made out of smartphones at some point. She some of them slip off. She, one of them gets eyes get slipped out and they replace it with yet another smartphone. Sorry, anyway, what did you just say?
Come on, we get high.
That's
come
what
on,
we want.
Get high. Come on, we get high.
Everybody what says, more do you need? Do.
That was where music was perfected. So for all this blowback that I got from my most recent Top 40, which was pathetic, I had all of these censors writing articles about it going, this defense, oh my God, these spindly little skinny Spider-Men writing things like, oh, yeah, Top 40 music as a distraction from the fact that I'll never be able to afford a house. Yeah, you're not going to be able to afford a house because you're a little bitch. That's not the economy's fault. You wouldn't be able to afford a house anyway. Even if they were giving it away, you would sell it for a Kylie Minogue album. You suck.
Yeah, like yeah, the
you're
people,
a failure.
Even if they were handing them out free, that guy probably wouldn't wake up to get that free house. Yeah. Oh, sorry, slept
oh,
in.
No, I missed it.
Dude, the people
they
arguing.
They didn't hand out a free alarm for me.
The people
you're
arguing.
You're listening to Friendly Geordies, who each and every week gets slightly closer to realizing, yeah, Alan Jones is right.
That's sketchy. No, yeah, the arguments against that were ridiculous. They're like, yeah, there's a lot of good new indie music coming out that's really good. Mac DeMarco, like King Gizzard, etc. I'm like, I read that. I'm like, yeah, but Top 40 undoubtedly sucks balls. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know.
Like, what are
all
you on
the defenses,
about?
Every yeah. single one of they had pop songs in 1969, and as Miss Love pointed out, yeah, but they didn't have Miley Cyrus twerking a giant dick on the MTV Music Awards.
Yeah. She didn't have, we didn't have Miley Cyrus bent over being essentially butt fucked by some Swedish dude being like, whatever that terrible song was he put out a few years ago. You know, that's, I don't even remember it. You know that dude?
Yes.
How did
the
it go?
Straight Ricky Martin.
What was that guy's? Oh, who gives a shit? Yeah, like, mate, that was gold.
Exactly. That's the whole point about Top 40 music. No one gives a shit. It is honestly sugar pop in your mouth. You're like, ooh, fizzle. Oh, it's gone now. Mm,
people
that's
sometimes
it.
Just want to argue for the sake of arguing. I'm
really surprised that there was a blowback. I thought that was going to be one of the videos
the most non-controversial point
dude,
ever.
Dude, you could put out I reckon Jordan could put out a video that was like, I don't know, we need air to survive, or like 80% of our body is made of water, like just facts, and someone would be like, it's just how you interpret it though. You'd be like, no, there's some things that
that's what I want though, right? I really respect the nerd that comes over and says, have you seen that Stephen Molyneux interview with a molten lava rock man who proved that you don't need air to live?
Oh, yeah. Respect.
He comes from the court.
Yeah.
That's fine. That guy's great.
Or some yogi in India.
Little future rock spiders.
Oh, dude, yeah.
Arguing with me about Top 40. Dude, I wish that you had the intelligence to argue with me over politics, that you're arguing over something that I put out as clickbait to get you to argue about it, so it got me more views.
I knew it.
You're an idiot.
Jordan's a genius. I knew it.
Thank you very much for recognizing it. It's very hard.
Yeah.
About time.
And on top of that, everybody who kept arguing about it, saying that it's not worth, it's been the same since the 60s. All of these music aficionados with PhDs came out of the woodworks and said, absolutely not.
Yes.
The pop music of old was scientifically better.
Thank you, super nerds.
The articles that prove it.
Yeah. Dude, I'd rather listen to yummy, 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 I got love in my tummy and I feel like loving you. Then like
a song that is about getting jizz out of your hair.
Really?
That is in the top 40 at the moment. You cannot argue.
I thought you were saying that is about that. I'm like, oh, heavy.
Heavy.
Oh, exactly.
Well, it's a real problem, okay? It's a real problem. People have real difficulty taking jizz out of their hair, and you're just being insensitive right now.
Anything, anything.
Unbelievable that is seems to be the viewpoint of people, which is it just shows how gross their mind is. You know what that is? It's saying, I live in this bubble fantasy world. Don't pop my bubble of delusion. I like living in there.
Yeah, I think... Yeah.
I hope you get dementia early.
I feel like arguing against, you know, the idea that top 40, or at least a majority of it, isn't just, you know, essentially Illuminati propaganda, is like... is more or less... I don't know, arguing that, like, Mrs. Max pies are healthy. It's just, like, not... It's most probably not a thing. It's like, you're not even helping... you're not adding to the zeitgeist here. It's like, let's move on. Some things should be accepted. Like, don't argue that, because it's like, you know, that let's just celebrate the good stuff that is there, which there is a huge amount of. Maybe you should have, at the end, been like, you know, like... You know, at the end of those, like, cameras, like, sponsored by blah, 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 blah. You should have been like... Friendly Geordie's content warning is we want to let you know that there are great Aussie music bands in the scene today. Like, I don't know, some little warning of like, there is obviously good music out there.
Yeah.
Very good message from somebody who has an extreme vested interest in that message reaching for us.
So biased. So biased.
This love is the definition of a struggling musician. We will be addressing that at the end of this podcast, so stick around as we cram force feed you his music.
Maybe if we like put a spin on it that like my music isn't like trash, maybe people will like it more. So far the angle has been like, listen, just like throwing coal into the fire, maybe. But nah, actually, I like that. I like that perspective. Let's keep doing
that. Yeah, I bet they'll get like more people listening to your songs.
Will drop pants for food.
Yeah, pretty much. Come on, darling. Come on, darling. Come on,
a huge show.
Huge.
And huge. It starts with a little segment that Ali and Miss Love made while I was watching the hilarious Neil Kolhatkar live. Look, it was a great show, but Jesus, 2 hours? It said on the damn ticket was going to be 1 hour. And I know that because I was looking at a ticket of the guy in front of me as I got free tickets. Thank you very much,
What's
Neil.
What's his name?
It was very nice of
What's
you.
His name?
Neil Kolhatkar. You don't know that guy?
Neil Kolhatkar, the Foo Fighters of comedy. they play like 4 hour shows. They're like, they lock the doors to the stadium and just like, you can't leave. There goes my hero.
You played it 3 times. Yeah, and we're going to play it another 7. Now shut up and listen.
Deep crawl.
So, what is language wars, boys?
We think of some top neck shit when he's gone, eh? When the dud's, when the dud's out bloody cultivating about culture, me and Ali really come up with the goods.
Yeah,
why don't you tell the people?
I wasn't at the Opera House. I was at the Metro. The dudes that check the tickets are in visors.
That's sick.
Oh, that's so awesome. Good. Trying to paint you as some like oligarch.
Well, he's at the Opera watching Neil Kolhatkar.
Probably shining, 2 minutes guy. Shining bloody diamonds.
Who I know listens to this video, this podcast, but we're all on the same level. Like as I just pointed out, we pump out a lot of shit. just to get you guys to click. But that's how we fill up our shows. But anyway, Ali.
Yeah. So yeah, this we were basically Miss Love and I were discussing our I don't know, Miss Love, would you consider Croatian to be your first language or like your native language?
Well, it actually was my first language.
Were you one of those ethnic kids that came to kindergarten with an octopus as a backpack? It acts as my lunch, my pen.
Yeah.
I've got different arms carrying different things.
Yeah. Yeah, when everyone...
Steal the Flintstones on Miss Love's back.
Yeah,
when everyone's eating their, like, sandwiches and biscuits, I'm there with, like, marinated octopus and all. It's like...
just sardines.
This octopus on a fork passing it to some guy and, like, hoping he'll give me some of his... space food bar, and the kid's just like, and runs away horrified.
So you handed him a sea monster.
Yeah,
what did you expect, kindergarten Miss Love? You ethnic freak.
Yeah, I was. That was me. My first being raised on the windy shores of DY, shout out North Shore. My first word was more. More. That was my first word, which in Croatian is...
That is incredible.
Yeah.
God, yeah. I hope you're wearing an adorable bow tie, usually reserved for weddings and funerals.
Yeah. No. The new country, yeah? We make comparative features, so it uses its... Yes. It's yours. So.
Don't you think all small boys around the Mediterranean look like ventriloquist dummies?
My parents did dress me up when I was a kid in this weird, like... kind of like a mime clown costume. It was like a one piece thing. It was like white with blue dots on it. I just run around the garden. It's like, yeah. Actually, there are photos of me doing that.
Was your imaginary friend called Pepito?
Me and Pepito are going on the Mediterranean Ocean, eh?
Such a good thought. You kicking a ball, chasing a dog, then playing the accordion remarkably well until you...
Oh, did the trampoline, you
Oh, Christ, it's all true.
So...
yeah, that was me.
Too close to reality. So anyway, so what this segment would be about is basically Miss Love and I were discussing Dodge... our respective languages.
Exactly. Exactly.
And yeah,
exactly.
And then like, and Miss Love, I kept on saying that I'm pretty sure my language, which is called Urdu from Pakistan, is way more Dodge than Croatian.
So what happened was, it does sound like the language orcs speak.
Yes.
So what happened Urdu. Was like, Ali essentially, I don't know how we got on the subject, but we started talking about languages, and then I think I asked you about your name, and then I was just like, dude, just you speak back, say something. And he said something, and then he was like, you speak Croatian. I said something, and we just came to this like lightning bolt moment where we're just like, fuck, our home languages are sketchy AF.
Yeah, and what we didn't know was because I understand the language, so I can't really tell if someone who doesn't understand it, like what they feel about it. And obviously Miss Love was the same. He didn't know. So what we're going to do is we've got a common theme of potato for some reason.
We're going to
talk about potatoes in our respective languages. And then Jordan gets to decide which one's more dodgy.
If there's one common bond between our two cultures, it's definitely potatoes. Yeah. You can imagine some peasant Pakistani family and some peasant, you know, Croatian family in wherever, whichever mountains they're each in. You can just imagine at some point.
Yeah.
It's just rambling, and then both of them like, potato, and they're both like, made some shitty dish that's mainly potatoes, and they're very happy about it.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's a common ground there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And that's like, and it's only potatoes.
That's the end of it. But I feel like that was a good subject. So, yeah.
And both of you have definitely done, your ancestors have definitely done that Charlie Chaplin gag where they've got two potatoes on forks and pretended that they're dancing on their head going,
pre-television. Yeah. So the theme is potatoes. I wanted to write a script beforehand because it would flow a bit more. So it might be a little bit stagnant, but it doesn't matter. Essentially,
nobody would understand anything anyways. It doesn't matter if we have a script.
I was going for the legitimate, you know, script. You know, the ones playing at home might be a Pakistani Croatian dude listening, being like, yes, but it doesn't matter.
There will definitely be a couple of neckbeard nerds that put this in Google Translate.
Yeah, exactly.
Please post.
Yeah, do
what
it.
You come up with, because I can guarantee you it will be so far off the mark.
We're going to say some shit, and then I guess when the pause happens, then you say some shit based on potatoes.
Yeah, go for it.
So we're going with Miss Love's.
Do you want me to start?
Yep.
That seems to be the plan.
Give me a sec. Let me think of something, because I'm not exactly... I'm fluent, but I'm not exactly... you know, give me a sec here. It's been a while since the windy beaches of DUI. All right.
Yes, I forgot about... Ow.
This is both of our culture, so you can't fucking laugh at me.
Yeah, because technically, Jordan, aren't you Croatian as well?
Apparently. I think he told me when I was 13 and I just didn't...
And 14 and 15 and 16 and I think 2 months ago where you said you're Croatian.
That's what I learned. That's what it kicked in.
Even though you knew my name was Markovna at the end.
Yeah,
I know.
How did you not know that? Is it just because it didn't end with an ich?
Dude, I was so retarded that I think because your name was Jordan, I thought you were from Jordan. And I was like sure about it. You know?
Well, in true Croatian style, because they are quite a lazy people, this song has only ever got 2 minutes and 20 seconds, and we're 47 right. seconds in.
Here we go. Starac, kako si? Jel možeš mi dat par krumpire? Moram nešto jest. Daj mi za jeftino. Ej kurac. Adi, odi.
That sounded like asking the every average Joe in Croatia.
Who are you going to vote for in next election? Kuspedec or Dištelec?
And then, because there were so many ums and ahs in there, he was just plucking at straws going, oh, what's the first guy you said?
Is it weird that I'm getting more and more like patriot? I love that. That's amazing. I want to be that old guy when I'm older. No, that was...
It is hilarious that Croatia's...
so Australian in a way.
...president is a babe.
Is it a chick?
Yes, Miss.
Oh, Lee. Shit.
Damn.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either, actually, to be
it's
honest.
It's so weird. And also, she's quite a Donald Trump character. She got into power by saying, I'm going to build a huge wall.
Yeah.
You know what the best thing is? Yeah, she definitely got elected because she, like, made the spiciest homemade sausages. You know, they're like...
Yeah, it's the best ones. It's the best one.
That's why I love it. That's why I love Croatia. Yeah. But,
Greatest turnout in many years.
No, I was...
23 people, 27 donkeys.
No, I was asking... I legitimately just asked Ali, I was like, hey, I said startups, which means old man. I don't know why I said that. But I was like, hey, mate, like, I want to... Can you sell me some potatoes for my family? Can you, like, give me a cheap deal? And then at the end, just for shits and giggles for those playing at home, I think I just said, go fuck yourself or something like
just,
that.
Just haggling already. Yeah, yeah. All right.
Nice one, Miss Love.
Nice yeah,
one.
Bro.
Up yours, everyone that's listening. Stay tuned. Ali. All
right. Response. Wait a sec. We're going to hit this mad tunage. God,
the music already wins, doesn't it?
Yeah, but
there's
no?
so much more. There's
no,
so
it doesn't.
Much more sadness in this. You can tell that a lot more people have died in this region of the world. Than
I wouldn't speak too soon, man. The Yugoslav war was pretty brutal.
That's probably
brutal.
True, though. Oh, I don't know about Croatia,
yeah,
man. There's
the
like
Yugoslav
a lot of
war.
Yeah,
Yugoslav
a lot of people
war.
Dead there as well. तो मैं एक दफा गया मैं मार्केट गया वहाँ पे मुझे आलू मिले और मैंने कहा मुझे आलू चाहिए तो उसने कहा ये क्या होता है मैंने कहा ये पोटैटो तो हैं क्या
Is this so they sound exactly sketchy. The same.
So much. I'm frightened of him. That was so much more sketchy. I
okay.
think so.
Do you honestly think that that was Dodge?
Yes.
More so than yours?
Yeah. We have to do one more.
Both of you sound like you sell really shit cars.
Hey, I won't say no. I won't deny that.
Yeah. Both of them have. Don't you think that
and
both
like,
of their emblems of these cars are Rams?
Yeah, and the cars that we
not a great edible.
Yeah, and the cars that
sturdy.
We sell, like the companies don't exist anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
Put it in age. It literally is the put good. It in age
yeah,
guy.
That was definitely every time in that Simpsons gag where they go, "What country is this from?" It goes, "It no longer exists."
That was our country.
Yeah, we were definitely thinking that. Myself and I were that. He's talking about motherfucking Yugoslavia.
Yeah, definitely. Or maybe Russia, but yeah, definitely. All right, can we do one more? I'll do a new one, but without a pause. So I'll say my shit. We got the music playing, and then I'll stop, and then like you pause it. We don't say anything. Jordan hits the next one, and then you do yours, and then you can call it Jordan because I feel like it has to be kind of like some smoother.
This is turning into a Pepsi Coke decision.
I know. Can we do one more?
All right, do it.
It's funny because my grandparents legitimately love this shit. They're like, hey, yeah, done, zombie.
Especially this, raised eyebrows, fat old granddad yeah. with a tiny thimble of alcohol going, yeah. This
it's called a rakia.
Rakia.
All right.
Or arak.
Okay, so, crank it a bit. Pa, očiš mi dat krumpir, ako mi ne daš ona... Ići ću doma i mama i tata neće imat ništa za jest i pa kaj onda, idem jest ribu ako mi neš... Ako mi...
Ne, me alu ne beću ga.
Oh, boys.
Go.
Check
Next.
Out this naked ass.
I saw it. Yeah, boy. Yeah, Croatia!
so apparently on the YouTube video, the Croatian music is just like a naked ass that everyone got distracted
Dude,
by.
That's another thing.
You got it guarded eye to them, right?
Oh, that's
6 likes, 0 dislikes.
Just so you know. Oh, just as a background
6
check.
People love that ass.
Just as a background check, I know we were supposed to keep going, but just so you know, Croatians, can't speak for the rest of like the former Yugoslavia. They love and have no problem with naked booty and titties on like everywhere. TV, like daytime TV, talk show, like newspapers, like nudity. That no issue with that.
That's awesome.
That's why there was a naked ass on that video. Not even necessary.
I wish I could have said the same thing about Pakistan.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe in the 60s, 50s. Anyway.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure the last time they were cool with naked ass would have been the Neolithic age.
All right, go on.
Came it late.
Is that fresh in your mind, my stuff, my gibberish? All right, go.
तो फिर जब मैं वहां गया तो वहां पे उन्होंने कहा आलू है मैंने कहा आलू आलू की सब्जी चाहिए आलू की सब्जी में क्या क्या है I think you get the point man
keep going a little bit more
तो फिर जब वहां गए
this is all like this is the difference can I just go like it sounds like there and then this one is like
so which one's more dodge
so what's the answer
I've got to say that Ali's one is more suited to talking potatoes. Yours is more suited to... I'm really thinking about this very crap robot that short circuits about three sentences in, and then a professor comes in and goes, and starts kicking its leg, and then starts talking again.
What? You're saying the Croatian language is a crappy robot?
It sounds
robot.
A little bit... Yeah, it sounds...
Is that what you mean?
Yeah. So I've got to say, I really honestly think that our homeland language sounds more dodge.
Yeah, play it, play it. Okay. Play that sheet.
Oh, I can't find it, so instead we'll just play.
Oh, whatever. High five.
Yeah.
So good, yeah. Just our grandfather sitting there going,
music from the world.
Wait, Ali, I want to high five you too, man, because I feel like we have a common bond now that I feel like we can each get out of dodgy, like if we each get kidnapped or if we're in a drug deal gone wrong, we can each get out of it by speaking our home language.
Yeah.
This guy's dodgy, man. This guy sounds sketchy. Let's get out of here.
I don't want him trying to sell me a stolen watch.
Yeah.
You sure you don't want this?
Nah, that's great. So Croatia won just.
Alright, maybe the audience can be a better judge.
Actually, I think the audience should probably
which one's
in.
More
get
dodgy?
In there in an old school friendly Geordie style for those of you who are still pining for the return of Robbie and Tom.
Oh god, those guys!
Shut up about it.
Those guys. We buried them out of the back of FBI like 3 months ago.
Yeah, and we were speaking on our native languages while we were doing it as well.
Hey, the yabby sir.
Or that classic. Parents accidentally killing a baby, saying that it was a murder, and then returning to the scene of the crime, some really snoopy detective going, aha, at that point.
Yeah, actually.
We're bringing back the old pictures. If you think that the Pakistani language is more dodgy, get a picture of a fat Pakistani guy that's doing one of those, like, come to Pakistan, only... Four white guys here, three are gone. We've got one position open, please.
Yeah, that guy got redundant because he wasn't effective at all.
And what's the Croatian thing?
And the Croatian is just a picture of pickles.
Pickles? That's
Don't
not bad.
Don't you think that's a very stinky country?
No, but they do love pickles. And they do love, like, they're like literally Croatian, like, staple food is like, čevapi, beef kebab, and raw onions. Yeah, but
what
I
is
love it.
Raw onion.
It's so good.
In breakfast, first thing in the morning, it's just a.
My grandma. When I stay at my grandma's, she wakes me up. Breakfast time, I wake up and no shit, just for me. There's a table and it's like pate, salami, sausages, like puddings, like all like bread. Chivapi, which is skinless sausages, like butter. It's just like the richest onions, raw onions, like radishes. It's like, yeah, dude, it's like the kind of shit you'd eat before you go like to war. Because you're gonna eat for three more days. Like it was like it's like, and there's these things called chvarke, and it's just pork rinds, but fattier. They haven't taken off any of the fat. It's just like fat. It's just fat, and it's so good. And I'm like, do you have any cereal? It's like, eh. So good. I love it. Shout out. Getting patriotic.
Yeah, it's their version of when you watch The Godfather and then he puts in one of those oranges to make the baby not laugh.
Yeah.
When you ask for cereal, they just put a sausage in their mouth and go, that's enough to surpass the fact that they're eating processed meats first thing in the morning.
I love it.
Ali's got a question. Is the next... segment that we've got here on the Friendly Geordies podcast. And his question is, what's up with gays?
How very Pakistani of you.
Yeah, this is... this.
I love this.
Because
Ali is the most progressive, forward-thinking man I know by a mile, and his question is so progressive, it's not even worth asking. Here it is.
Yeah, so this is a genuine question. This is an issue that I faced literally 2 hours ago. I don't know. So I was asking Miss Love, because what was I was at like a party for a workmate who's leaving, and so there's this person at my work who's gay.
Sorry.
and there was like there were literally three people in line, and they were all saying goodbye to him, and I was the third person at the back. So the first guy who also happens to be gay, when he said goodbye, they both kissed on the lips. Whatever. The second guy, who I know for a fact is straight and is about 55 years old, when he was saying goodbye, he kissed him on the lips as well. And now, my question is that a thing? Like, do you have to do that? Because I don't, like, it's a bit, like, this is clearly a cultural clash in a sense. I eventually just backed out and decided I'm going to stay here for a little while and not leave immediately. And I was genuinely asking Miss Love, how does, like, what's the protocol? Can you not do that? And then Miss Love was saying, you've got to ask that question on the pod.
it's so good.
But I still don't know the answer.
I'll let Jordan answer, but
I'm glad that you don't know the answer. Yeah, yeah. Miss Love, I just say, thank you very much for this gift.
I'm going to let him answer. All I'm going to say is, what the hell is going on Dan Murphy's accounting? That's what I want to know. Your work.
Why is the 55-year-old, after all these years, going, better late than never? You only live once, right? I don't like that.
I love that Dan Murphy's is the forefront of, like, queer culture in Australia. It's like, two for one deals for Tui's new cases, and give us a kiss. It's mad. Jordan, it's all yours. And I hope you answer this in a descriptive way.
Yeah, Ali, can I just say, what you just saw is what's known in the West as sexual harassment.
What are you talking about? They were all friends, including me. I'm supposed to be a friend.
Sexual. He's forcing a straight man to kiss a gay man is not okay.
No, then nobody was forcing me. It wasn't like, but I felt like I was expected to do it.
Exactly. It's psychological pressure. If you could claim that.
Yeah.
If a woman could declare that that is statutory rape or retrospective rape. Ali was just assaulted.
And it feels good. Anybody disagree with this?
If somebody's sitting there going, where's my quiche?
They went.
Get away from me, you arty zip. You should have yelled at him fresh and slapped him.
No, he wasn't asking me to kiss him, God. But I felt like the two people that were in front of me had followed a particular thing, and then I was the third person, and either I do it or... I just like stick out my hand, which he would have been fine with, or just hug him. But either way, like I felt at that point, I just felt I have one option. Either I go for the kiss right now and just man up and do it, or I decide I'm not saying goodbyes right now. I'm just going to stick here for a little while and then just leave.
Just imagining Ali.
Best decision. I reckon that you made the right choice. I would definitely regret that for the rest of my life, I reckon.
Kissing
just
an elderly
because
man.
There was two other guys there and you go, well, you know, everyone else is doing it, better join the party.
I just imagine like his like boss or manager like behind him and like, do you want that $100 Dan Murphy's gift card, Ali? Get in there. And it's just like, oh, fuck, all right.
this is not normal at all. In this situation, you aren't supposed to do anything.
No. I think that might be cultural appropriation gone wrong if you're forced to kiss elderly gay men on the lips. Definitely not. And it was very sweet of you to think it was the norm, but not the norm with them, you know, mates kissing on the lips at all, obviously, but I don't think you should be forced.
I still think there's something wrong with that, don't you?
Well, not mates, but I'm saying like, you know, two men for whatever reason. It's not going to be like, stop it! Stop! Like, obviously, it's fine. But yeah. I don't think a stranger should be expected to kiss for no reason.
No, he's not a stranger. I know him pretty well.
Still, if you're not inclined,
It's like, no, I'm not inclined to kiss someone on the lips.
You don't have to do it, man. It's cool. Okay. It's cool.
Isn't that what they do in Saudi Arabia?
No, even they kiss on the cheeks.
The least gay place on the country. The world.
Even they kiss on like the cheeks.
In Croatia, sure I've seen a picture of George Bush kissing on.
Things you have to do for oil.
Yeah. Holding hands. God.
Yeah, holding hands is one thing that they. But even that, like, that's not a Pakistani thing. Like, actually,
Croatians kiss on the cheeks. Like, if you see any Croatian men meeting, they go mwah, mwah, on the lips. Like, it's like a thing. It's like a respect thing. It's pretty fucking funny, actually.
Jesus Christ! Look at this image.
Let's see. That's not real. That's not
outrageous. Okay, so there is a legitimate picture.
Look it up. George Bush kissing Saudi.
Dude, that's Photoshop. Yeah,
but no, it's not Photoshop. I think that's like a mix-up. He was going for the cheek, and sometimes you go for the wrong one, and it's like you hit a dead end. And
I will
like
throw
the
down.
It happened twice. They made the same mistake twice, if that's the scenario.
Dude, that's not.
That's
can't
Photoshop.
Right.
That's Photoshop. Definitely Photoshop.
As much as if there was any president that would have done that, it was definitely Bush, but that was Photoshopped.
How much more, though, could you imagine, especially if you say it in this voice, which you would definitely envisage the world hearing him as? Yeah. George Bush Sr.
In that way?
He would have definitely...
Oh, you're saying he would have loved it?
He would have probably not sucked dick, but definitely licked nipple for oil. This should, I think George Bush Jr. had a little more standing.
This should have pleased all my bosses. Your bosses? Yep. All 250 million of them.
Yeah, I love how he gave himself that image of this standing, upstanding shit. Yeah. But it was a much more appropriate picture when The Simpsons got him out the
CIA.
Here's a little thing we learned in
CIA. Yeah. Get it. Go. The locusts? Locusts.
Every single podcast just devolves into a lot of
Simpsons jargon. Yeah, sorry everyone.
It's just
I'm sorry. I wish that's all we could talk about.
Yeah, an unapologetic budget version of the podcast Four Fingers Discount is pretty much what the Friendly Geordies podcast is.
Rock bottom, yeah.
With the brand new host. You guys aren't even you anymore. Listen to that old excerpt of into the microphone. That is the sound of somebody who is comfortable.
Let me clarify.
Howard Stern level comfortable around the microphone.
Let me clarify. For any listeners out there, if you're assuming that my energy for some reason might be par to subpar, it's only that I have had 4 V's and 2 coffees in the last 3 hours, and we've been brainstorming for the last 3 hours. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but it is 12:45 in the morning. I've been working today, so I'm a little bit tired. So, my passion is not failing, not at all. I'm as passionate as ever. It's just that, like, an old guy to me essentially has been like, hey, can you go and clean out that toilet? Some customer said it's overflowed, and then can you shine 5,000 schooner glasses? Kind of gets you a bit, like, lower momentum. But next week, I'll be right and ready, baby.
You had 7 stimulants.
Yeah, like 4 wheeze. Isn't that supposed to make you like
you just
pumped
cleaned
up?
The glass? That was your problem,
dude. I take illicit drugs reasonably consistently. My come down for V, my spike. This is the graph for how energy level works. The come up and come down for V for me. This is how it goes. Ready? It's basically a straight line. I come down straight after.
You're on radio, Miss Love. you can't just make hand gestures.
All right.
And expect everyone to watch it.
It's a
it's a weird level of comfort where like he can go like Howard Stern, but still doesn't understand that nobody can see you.
No, I think you guys are forgetting something. It's not that. I just don't care.
All right. Fair enough.
Excellent counterpoint.
Yes.
By Miss Love Belobrazek.
What's up?
I really wish that you took some level of professionalism to this podcast. For some bizarre fluke reason, the audience does like you, but you have absolutely no effort, and trying not to as well. You put effort into not caring.
I want to make laziness cool again.
Okay, that pause proves that you have. Doesn't it? Because everybody is just dumbfounded at the level of stupidity and ineptitude that the guy that we basically made the engine of this podcast for some reason just,
get out of it.
Crapped out like the engine in my car that was towed away today.
Get out of it, you academic bloody on your ivory tower, Mr. Shanks. Come on, come down with the rest of us.
I declare I don't care no more.
When was the last time you washed your shirt?
It's my work shirt. Probably recently. What the fuck are they doing in there? Sorry, that's really distracting. What the fuck are they doing in there?
Selfie stick. It does look like they're having an orgy with several Japanese.
Yeah, it's 1 a.m. Why do you have a giant selfie stick coming off decks? Is it? Should FBI be open? What is going on? It's a dystopia in there right now.
Okay. Miss Love is referring to the studio that's right next to us, which has
I feel like criminals have just
20 Japanese people in it, which is actually quite bizarre.
I feel like they've just broken in and don't know where they are, and they're kind of just trying to work out the technology. What is that? Very confusing. Sorry, that was a massive I'm detracting
it's
hugely.
It's just the suburb of Redfern going, this isn't the chicken shop.
And with that,
we have some correspondence from the Americas. As we all know, it's turned into a hellhole. This is a new segment we've got as somebody who has just come from the New World via email to tell us that he is now officially our US correspondent.
Yeah.
Self-declared US correspondent.
Yeah, I feel like...
I like James that.
Having the balls to do that.
I feel like he would be one variety of sketchy bastard. Either he's 9 years old, or he's you know, 78 and one of those sketchy super conspiracy theorists, or he's third level Walmart manager or something. But hopefully, maybe not. I'm just guessing.
You've pretty much described all the demographics of America, I'm pretty sure. At this point, you either work at Wall Street or at Walmart.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah.
So, James from Khan, Iowa. Third rate manager from Walmart, we're assuming. You've self-proclaimed something. We're just going to self-proclaim that this title is now called from now on Citizen Khan. You're just going to share with us your views of what the Americas are like.
Just quickly, ATM. Just quickly, because this is a factual segment. Can I go and pee quickly?
That means we're going to have to pause.
No, keep going.
No, we're pausing it. We'll be back in a sec. Thanks for wasting our time, Lisa.
What?